Namaste, Nama. Good morning. Welcome to your 5 minutes of self-care. So last week we spoke about choices, and we have always a choice. Bring the power back within. Let's go just a couple of steps before choices. I have been working on this intensive progressive course with Dr. Joe Dispenza. We have done some two powerful meditations that help us to just become aware of our senses in our body. As I mentioned before, the philosophy of yoga, where the ancient sages 5,000 years ago already kind of knew what we are now trying to prove with science, they pretty much knew about the senses. And in the philosophy of yoga, we do work with our sensory system. Choices. Many times when we actually choose to do something, it is based on past experiences. So what happened in our past life? What are past experiences? The accumulation of emotions. And an emotion is different to a feeling, as to say that what we feel in our body, the sensations, a group of the feelings, they make up an emotion. And these emotions are many times connected with something that we have experienced in the past. So without our past experiences, we would not be able to define the specific emotion. This can be fear, this can be love, this can be gratitude. So how, within healing trauma or healing certain diseases or anxiety, and if you look at trauma-informed yoga, if you look at alchemy healing, quantum healing, we work with exactly these sets of emotions. And we work with meditation. So how can we neutralize this specific feeling, this emotion, so we do not get triggered anymore? And that is a very important key factor that has Dr. Joe Dispenza actually proven with brain scans and with all the science we have. Now, when we have an experience, we have sensations in our body, meaning our neurons, they wire, they fire and wire, and they send all these signals out in our body. We feel these sensations in our body. For instance, you feel a burning sensation in your chest, and you can feel this fear coming up. But what is fear? Fear is only the set of feelings that you feel, and this emotion comes up. And that engages our nervous system, our autonomic nervous system. And that can be most likely the sympathetic nervous system. That's your fight and flight. So your body sends these signals out through all these synapses, the neurons. And then we have specific chemical reactions happening in your body that can influence your physical state of body, meaning adrenaline is going to get flown out, cortisol, especially when you're in a fight and flight. So if you're in a state of constant stress, there will be an accumulation of exactly these chemical reactions in your body. But how are we able to neutralize them? That's where normally the other part of the autonomic nervous system comes into action. That is the parasympathetic nervous system. However, our body has gotten so used to these habits of programming and conditioning because of the set of feelings that we sense in our body becoming into emotions, and we literally get almost addicted to exactly these reactions. But how can we undo these reactions in our body? How can our mind, and that is really a key ingredient, because Where does this start? This starts with our thought. The thought that induces a sensation in our body, a set of feelings that becomes an emotion, this specific experience, and this emotion then creates all of these chemical reactions has been created already. So how can we undo this? Which means you're in a situation, I give you an example. 2 days ago, it has not been easy because, you know, when you're an entrepreneur, you have to also see where's your next contract coming in. How do I get my new clients in? And when you work intensively on a specific account, then obviously you do not have the same time to actually be able to acquire new clients. And then you have to pay, obviously, your bills, your taxes and everything. In the past, this would make me so fearful. I mean, I literally could feel the chest tightening and heavy breathing, like really like, no, not heavy breathing, more like breathing in the upper body. And in the last 2 days, I've been really controlling it. Once it starts creeping in, I know, I identify the sensations in my body and the emotion. And I work with my mind to just dissolve it, to work with it, not to ignore it, but to work with it. So my meditation practice has been very key in the past days to be able to respond to these set of feelings, the sensations, and the emotion coming up. And because if you're in a state of constant stress, you're not able to be creative and find solutions or to manifest abundance. The law of attraction, and we have all read most likely this book many, many years ago, The Secret by Rhonda Burns. It's a great book. But to know exactly how it works, it is key that we are controlling our mind, our thoughts, to be able to control the sensations and feelings in our body and become aware of it, and then these emotions. And understanding that what happened in the past is a set of feeling sensations becoming an emotion like fear that happened in the past, not in the present, now, to create the future you. In abundance. Namaste, namaha.